Don't forget to follow 7Lamb on Instagram and Twitter at 7Lamb Podcasts. Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 2, Episode 14, Covered.
Before Harris could put the car in gear, several Thrashers came pouring out of the woods.
Turn off the car.
What?
Turn off the car!
Harris flipped the keys, and we all ducked down. I dropped my seat straight back. Ambridge lifted his head and peered out the window.
How many?
Too many. Stay down.
Ambridge grabbed his gun and laid it across his chest.
We're gonna let them pass.
What if they see us?
Just stay down.
We heard the creatures running towards us. I pushed up against the door as best I could, trying my best to hide myself from the window. The shadow of the creatures glided over us as they ran past. They must have been chasing that guy. It felt like an eternity, even though I knew only a few minutes had passed. I wanted to look out the window, but I was too scared to move. No movement, no sound. Let them pass.
I don't hear them.
Do we chance looking?
Wait.
How many did you see, Ambridge?
10, maybe more.
I don't hear anything.
Give it a little more time.
We waited. Nothing.
Okay. I think we may be good.
I'm going to look.
Careful.
Harris leaned up and peeked out the windshield.
Oh, shit.
They still there?
Two of them are right in front of us.
That's all?
I don't see any others.
Behind us?
I don't see any.
What are they doing?
They're eating that blue shit.
What?
Look.
I wanted to, but I was scared to move. I had to force myself to lean up. I tried my hardest to keep my body from shaking. Harris was right. They were in front of us eating the blue shit, as he put it. They were chomping down, peeling it from the road. It reminded me of marine iguanas in the Galapagos, how they would dive into the ocean, feast on the algae. Is that what this was? Some kind of algae? It was hard to tell.
We could wait.
What if those things come back?
Well, 2 is better than 10. You want a chance starting the car?
I'm not driving through them.
No. Put the shit in reverse and get us out of here.
Again. We were forced to backtrack.
They'll be on us.
It's your call, man. You're driving.
Shit. Jay, you drive.
What? Why me?
Can you shoot?
Kinda.
Can you handle an automatic?
I mean, I've never driven manual.
I'm talking about the rifle.
You can't handle that.
At first, I was offended by the way Ambridge was so dismissive. But then I realized he was right. I could barely handle the handgun he gave me. I even forgot to switch off the safety in the church, although I wouldn't make that mistake again.
Jay, switch seats with me. You turn us around and get us out of here. Ambridge and I will take care of those things.
You sure?
Do it, before any more show up.
Or the other ones come back.
Harris and I quickly climbed over each other and switched seats. I put the keys into the ignition. The creatures were still distracted with their meal. I was about to start the car when I saw 2 more creatures make their way around the abandoned Humvee. The vehicle was also covered in the bluish-green gunk. One of the creatures bit the back tire and peeled off a large portion of slime, revealing the black of the tire underneath. Guys?
Go, Jay.
There's two more.
Go, Jay, now! Get us out of here!
One of the Thrashers looked our way. I locked eyes with it. Shit.
Go, Jay!
Go, man!
I started the car and put it in reverse. I hit the brakes and spun the wheel. I yanked the wheel back the other way and put it in drive and hit the gas. Ambridge and Harris rolled down the windows as I jerked the wheel crazily in an effort to steady the car. The creatures were right behind us. We were fast. Ambridge and Harris leaned out their windows.
Come on, you fuckers!
All four of them were behind us. I could see them gaining in the rearview mirror.
Got him!
Harris quickly disposed of the leader. The other three zigzagged as they kept pace. One of them ran into the grass.
He's trying to flank us!
I got him! There we go!
Two more!
I was now going 60. The creatures kept pace, but I continued to keep the pedal to the floor.
Faster, Jay!
Blame the car!
Reloading!
Oh, shit!
Nice one!
On your side! Your side!
I got him!
I was now going 70. I looked in the rearview mirror, but couldn't see the creature.
Fucking bastard!
He was on the driver's side, closing in.
Yeah!
Ambridge and Harris leaned back into the car.
Those things ain't shit.
They're fast as hell, though.
I was so preoccupied with what was happening behind us that I didn't notice the large flying object coming over the horizon in front of us. Guys?
Holy shit.
The ship was heading our way. While it wasn't moving fast, the sheer size of it was menacing. I slowed the car as we continued along the highway. That's when I noticed a large cloud kicking up underneath the ship. It looked like an upside-down tornado. That's when I realized it wasn't dust. The spiraling cloud was dark blue.
It's spraying more of that stuff.
It's heading this way.
Jay, stop the car.
I did as Ambridge said.
Do you guys see a road back there? Maybe an exit we passed?
Sorry, I was preoccupied with the monsters chasing us.
Jay.
I was preoccupied too. The ship was getting closer.
Shit.
Ambridge?
We don't have a choice. Roll up the windows.
What?
Roll up the windows.
Oh, man. We're screwed, aren't we?
The span for which the ship sprayed was so wide, we wouldn't have a chance to get away in time. Ambridge realized it. So did Harris. So did I.
Here.
Ambridge pulled down the back seat and reached into the trunk. He grabbed a blanket and threw it to Harris.
Here, cover the air vents.
I turned off the car, dropped the keys in the cup holder, and helped Harris block the air vents.
This isn't gonna work, man.
We don't have much choice.
Through the windshield, the ship grew larger, its shadow creeping closer by the minute, the blue-green cyclone making its way towards us. Ambridge, Harris, and I were all silent as we waited for the inevitable. If this stuff was toxic, a blanket wouldn't save us.
Hey, if this stuff gets in and we breathe it, you know, if it infects us or whatever, shoot me.
What?
I don't want to turn into one of those things.
Neither do I.
Okay. If I feel funny, I'll make sure to put us all out of our misery.
I'm serious.
So am I.
The anticipation was killing me. The ship moved closer, as well as the cloud underneath it. There was no escape. We couldn't even hope to hold our breaths because of how large and slow-moving the ship was. It continued to spray its substance. The road in front of us was turning blue in front of our eyes. The ship was now over us. The trees on the sides of the highway swayed wildly.
Keep the blanket tight.
Harris and I held firmly.
Here we go. We're gonna be okay.
But little did we know, we didn't stand a chance. The wind roared outside as the large ship spewed its substance in a furious cyclone that seemed to encompass a mile-long stretch. We were right in the center.
Oh, shit!
It was right on top of us. The car rocked. The blanket flapped. And even though I thought I had a tight grip, the blanket broke from my grasp as the air vents cracked. The strange blue-green substance blasted through, exploding into the car.
Shit!
I quickly covered my face as the car filled. We were instantly covered. My life flashed before my eyes.
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Adam Jetmore as Jay. Jack Austin as Ambridge. Ryan Wiggs as Harris. Music provided by Eldritch T'Challa at ReverbNation.com/NemesisBlack, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lam.com for more podcasts such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.